Mobile. NUE K4 OIM.
I ain't never been so glad to hear your voice in my life.
Around them Yankees.
And let me tell you, them people up there are different.
That mean nothing. I was stationed up there in Narragansett, Rhode Island, well, Davisville. And my wife was up there with me. We rented an apartment, and this lady that owned a bakery, and the apartment was in her same house. And my wife put on a pot of pinto beans with a ham hock in it, was cooking cornbread. And that lady come over there screaming and hollering, "What y'all burning? What y'all burning?" And I ain't nothing burning. We cook. My wife's cooking pinto beans. What is that? So how you doing up there, Ted?
Back home, Walt. We've been going at it since, I guess, about 4 o'clock this morning. We went in and got the procedure done and then got released, and we decided that we'd come on home. So I just headed back to the house, and I am absolutely whipped, and I got another 50 minutes to go.
And Anna won't check into the net tonight, then, don't it? Or you check her in. Man, I didn't expect that last night when she checked in.
I'm just proud of her. I don't know what to do. You know, I'm tickled to death because she's done really good and went right in, took the exam, and just. I don't know. I'm just proud, I guess.
Well, I am proud, D. Yeah. I mean, it kind of shocked me. I'm glad I wasn't the one calling the net, because it would have thrown me off track. I hope I'm ready for it tonight. But man, I got to tell him, Chad is tonight. I talked to Dave this past week because, last week when that storm was coming up, I was trying to get in touch with him and find out if I could shorten a net and let everybody go ahead and secure once they checked in. And he said, "Walt, you're in control. You're the net control." And Chad, after I secure the formal portion and go in to write you, I have extra class coming back and asking me questions that I can't answer. Some of the technicians, I can't answer the questions because it's been, you study, you learn, and then you forget it. So I'm thinking about, instead of a write you, just have a round table where everybody can get in there together, you know, take your turn, and, because I've been staying down here after I signed the formal portion out a good hour, and then after I closed the net down, I still have people calling for me or either call me on the phone. So I'm going to change it up a little bit tonight. K4NUE K4OIM.
KO4NUE for station ID. Walt, I can tell you my opinion, but at the end of the day, I haven't made the investment in the repeater, and I know we all use it, and I think there's a certain expectation that even though we're all amateur radio license holders, that, you know, it be conducted as professional as possible. I think that's the expectation. But I also know that the net controller is the net controller. And as long as the, my opinion, now this is my opinion, I'm not in the regulations and things like that, nor am I the powers to be as far as the repeater goes, but if the roll call, if emergency traffic was, if the net controller asked for emergency traffic and any announcements, and all the roll calls are done, a RACCU is a RACCU. You talk about whatever you want. It's the way I'm seeing it. Now, if you wanted after the formal portion, say we're gonna have our normal RACCU tonight, but I would like to encourage any amateur people or operators that might have any questions to come into the net and ask your questions. And if you can get the more experienced operators in with the RACCU with the new guys that come in, then you just direct the answers to the older guys. But you got to figure out a way to make it inviting for both parties to be there, so that they can help some of the younger guys. Let me let this repeater cycle. From my perspective, as new as I am, and I am a very new ham, and I don't know a lot. I'm learning as I go, but I know that the older gentlemen that are more experienced, that there are younger operators out there who are struggling and are afraid to ask or afraid to put themselves out to ask questions. And the ones that do ask questions, you know, as a new radio guy, that's kind of a big deal, and I think everybody's been through that. But man, if you could find a way to get the older guys, more experienced guys, to stay in the RACCU to discuss with the younger guys, I think that's pretty important. KO4NUE for station ID.
I am for ID. I've had a lot of people I've talked to this week that are, why hadn't somebody brought that up before? Yeah, I'll stick around. But I'll tell you what I'm going to do tonight. I'll call the regular net and have the, I'll tell them I'm going to have the RACCU portion. And after the RACCU, I'm going to go ahead and secure the net and turn it over to regular amateur use. But I'm also going to announce that after I close the net, I won't be taking any more check-ins. And that some of us are going to stick around for a round table, and all operators are invited to stick around. That ought to work without me getting in trouble.
Nah, I mean, when you turn that thing back over to amateur use, at that point, it's up for everybody to use as usual. But I tell you what, I would consider, if you're the net controller every Tuesday night, I would consider doing it this way. Just let everybody know during the announcement section or whatever that you have had a lot of questions from younger hams that need some help, and that you want to be the net controller that facilitates getting the younger guys with the older guys. And on Tuesday nights when you call the net and the net is closed and returned back to amateur use, that's the time to meet up and discuss, you know, and ask some of the older guys to stay in and invite some of the younger people to come. And let them answer, and you just facilitate. So we could call it Tuesday Nights with Walt. How about that?
It was around when Robert was calling the net. It was Friday night. He had Today in History. And then he left, and John JM4 RJN took over Friday night. He had Friday night tidbits and all kind of information, usually about the stars and the galaxy and all. But I know Gary, KI4DOS, he always comes in and talks a while. And then Andy, KI4LZI, that guy is a wealth of information that comes back in after the ride shoe and talks for a while. And then John, KM4RJN, he comes back in on Echolink and talks for a while. And there's a lot of people come back in there after I just secured the net, asking tons of questions that a lot of them I can't answer because I'm not that in the milliwatts, and I had a guy last week, wanting to know about putting a relay in between his HF radio and a SDR dongle. And the dongle only takes so many milliwatts into it, and I couldn't answer it. I know there is a switch back when I got my novice license. It had a separate transmitter and receiver. You had a TR switch that plugged into 110, and when you unkeyed the transmitter, it went back to the receive. I told him, I said, I don't know. I ain't got no idea if that would work or not. I don't want you burning your dongle up, but I'm going to see how it works tonight. I'm trying to hold off on taking this medication because, man, that makes me loopy. And I'm going to try to get out there in the morning and see if I can knock that freeze plug out. I didn't know they were that small. It ain't but an inch and a half in diameter, and I done went and bought the rubber replacement to go back in it. And I want to get my truck back on the road.
I know, Walt. Those things can be difficult, actually. They look pretty simple. But one thing that I've learned with all the freeze plugs that come through the machine shop is typically the best thing to do is knock them into the block instead of trying to pull them out. Just knock them, just push them into the block so they clear the block. Now don't, try not to let it drop down in the block, but if it does fall down in the block, it's not going to hurt anything. The water's still going to circulate. But if you can get it pinched, push it in through the block into the water jacket, and then take a pry bar and try to mash it to where it's not round anymore. And if you can get it oblong, you can turn the oblong to mismatch the radius in the freeze plug and the freeze plug hole and pull it out. And just so you know, the circle is the only shape that won't fall through itself. In other words, a square, you can turn a square within a square and it'll fall through. A triangle. But a circle is the only shape that won't do that. So if you can make the freeze plug oblong by squeezing it a little bit, it'll come right out of the hole. But if you try to pull it out and it rusted the way it is, you just gonna have frustration after frustration. So I just knock the doggone things in and squeeze them and pull them out. That's the easiest thing to do.
hit it on one side and the thing would turn. Half of it be back into the block, half of it out, and I'd get a pair of vice grips to hold the thing or either get a long screwdriver behind it and pop it out. But I'm just worried, I'm hoping it's not behind the exhaust manifold. And my daughter told me a while ago, said, "Well, Daddy, it ain't that hard to drop an exhaust manifold." I said, "On a 1991 truck that ain't never been off, I'm not fooling with that exhaust manifold."
That should be actually labeled as a 5.0, right? It's got a big aluminum plenum that hangs over the top of it, and it should have a 5.0 stamped in the plenum, does it?
Before that, it's a 302. Same thing as a 5.0.
302, five liters, same thing. But yeah, if it's behind that manifold, then just push it up into the water jacket. Let it fall. Just let it fall down in the block. It ain't gonna hurt a thing. Water still circulate around it, and put your rubber one in and move on. Cause I don't know how many plugs I've pulled out of shop engines that come through the machine shop. Sometimes you pull two or three old plugs that people's pushed in there, and it never seems to cause a problem. So I wouldn't worry about it too much.
I am Friday. Yeah, I just hope I can get it high enough and get it up there where I can see without having to lay on my back and hold my neck up. That's the only thing that's bothering me. And by the way, I had to be, they chewed me out for missing my appointment for the ultrasound. They said they had to pay $200 for a no-show. And I said, "Ma'am, I went to that appointment and they were supposed to rush the results to Dr. Brown." "You went to the appointment?" I said, "Yes, ma'am." "What time and what date?" And I told her, I got the paper out, my appointment, and I told her, I said, "I went to that." "You sure now?" I said, "Yes, ma'am." And I even got a letter back from the PA saying that they had paid the bill. It's funny, Chad, KO4NUE, K4OIM.
Yeah, so you're exactly right. Sometimes the left hand don't know what the right hand's doing, and that's why me and my wife, we just don't deal with them on the phone, because there's, like I said, there's just no record of phone conversations, and people don't think when you talk on the phone to say, well, "I'm sorry, ma'am, what's your name?" or, you know, "What's your employee ID number?" And, you know, because if you can't tell somebody on the phone, "Well, who did you talk to?" then they look at that as, "Well, he didn't talk to anybody. He don't know what he's talking about." So we just have learned that I don't take phone calls from the VA. I send all the messages through the secure message link. And that way there's always a written record of who said what, and I don't, you know, miss the appointments, because it's all written, and you can just hit the print key and print out your appointments and your messages, and that way, just dealing with the phone with them, it's just a nightmare. I don't see how you do it. It's just, I can't do it that way. No way.
I am Friday. That's what I meant to buy today. I meant to go to Walmart and buy me a doggone printer and forgot all about it. I'll have to check my money status and see if I can get over and get me one tomorrow after I get through fooling with this truck. also K-O-4-N-U-E, K-4-O-I-M. I'll be clear on your final, Chad. It's good talking to you, my friend.
You too, Walt. And, man, don't give up on that idea you got. That's a really good idea. But I would encourage you to put a little thought into it and try to find a way that some of the more experienced guys can discuss with the younger guys in an open forum on what to do and how to do if they have questions. Now, the only hang up with that is that let's say a younger ham asks a question and a more experienced ham comes in to try to answer the question, and somebody and another experienced ham says, well, that's not the way you do it. You got to do it this way. That is what keeps people from wanting to try to help in a radio environment, because it's got a potential to create conflict between two experienced hams trying to help somebody. But, you know, if everybody understands the environment that, you know, or just word it correctly as if, okay, well, I'm not sure about that, but this is my experience, this is the way I do it, and this is what I have learned. If there's anybody else that's got any ideas, please help with this new ham and this, that, and the other. And I think that holds back a lot of people. But I'm just not that way. I'm just going to put it out there respectfully and professionally, and if somebody corrects me, then I'm able to take that as constructive criticism without being embarrassed and learn from it. But not everybody's that way, Walt. But I would be honored to be able to pass along information to a new ham and say, hey, you know, I learned this on Walt's Tuesday Nights. If you check in on Walt's Tuesday Nights, you can get a little bit of help. So, KO4NUE, I'm going to let this repeater cycle. I'll be right back. Don't leave, Walt. Two, before I go, is when somebody calls and asks you on the radio or on the phone, tell them, well, if you'll check in on Tuesday Nights, I'll help get an answer for this. And write all the questions down so when the net control is secured, when the net is secured, you can put that question out there. And that would help some of the younger hams for you to say, okay, well, this week I had KO4RYP called me on the phone and asked me this question. Is there anybody can help answer this question? And that way the KO4RYP is listening in, the younger ham, and he, hopefully a more experienced ham can try to help answer that question. But as a net controller, you may have to facilitate that. But I definitely would participate in that, because I have a lot of questions, and there are a few things I could help people with, but I would participate. This is KO4NUE, and Walt, I just want to let you know you are appreciated, and I have learned so much from you in the short amount of time that I've been on the radio with you, and I appreciate you very much. KO4NUE, I'm clear.